Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. Again, today we're going to talk about generosity. Generosity is the act of being kind and generous towards others. It can cover a wide range of scenarios and situations that can involve anything really, from food to money to time. Essentially, generosity is a helping hand of the biggest kind. Generosity and the science behind why you should be more generous towards your friends, peers, even strangers, can help you to live a better life and can improve the lives of those around you in more ways than you think. Generosity is like patience and honesty. It's a quality that we all have, inherent in our very being as we are born into this world. The amount or level of generosity we may hold differs from each person. However, it still resides within us. As a species, research has shown us to have a deep-rooted connection with generosity, and it makes sense when all it really comes down to is looking after those we love and trust most in the world and those in need of a helping hand. Generosity comes down to the individual. An excuse that people often use to get out of being generous is that what they're offering the recipient will waste. Now, this might be the case. However, it's the act that counts. Some people will actively not be generous. However, if you want to understand what it takes to be generous and the science behind generosity, then you might want to put yourself in their shoes. It's simple things like this that can greatly improve the idea of generosity within us and improve our lives and the lives of those we give to. Besides this, you also have the act of starting small. So, for example, if you see a person on the street who's homeless, maybe a busker with an open guitar case, or someone collecting for charity, don't think you have to give them at least double digits to make a difference. £1 might not be a lot to you. You might think it's not worth it. But at the end of the day, you've given somebody a helping hand. And in reality, you don't actually know how much that single pound will help them out. If being generous to a stranger still doesn't sit with you, well, that's understandable. But there are alternatives. Giving your generosity to someone you believe in might be a way to gain and maximise your internal, instinctual generosity. Give help to those around you so that you yourself can see the benefits of your help. We all have goals and achievements that we want to reach in real life, and the people around us are no different. By being generous to them, we can help them to achieve what they want, and in turn, they might just return the favour to somebody else in need. Generosity is a simple concept. Even if you can only help for one day, only give £1, only one slice of bread, it all comes down to helping those in need. And generosity has a multitude of benefits, from social to mental, personal and professional. And these can include, for example, satisfaction. Research has shown that those who are more generous in life and see generosity as a key ingredient in someone's personality tend to have more satisfactory lives. Around 74% of high generosity respondents claimed satisfaction in their lives, as opposed to 60% of those with low generosity. The idea of doing a good deed can greatly improve your satisfaction, and this is backed up by evidence. Stronger relationships. Generosity is all about helping those in need. By doing exactly that, you're improving and strengthening your relationship with these people. And in turn, this can lead to increased reliability, care, love from those around you. And generosity works both ways. Positive outlook. The happier you are, the more positive you are. Being generous can improve your overall happiness, which can in turn improve your outlook on life. And this can lead to a variety of other benefits as well, including high productivity, higher standards of work, healthier lifestyle. Research has shown that around 80% of generous people believe that life is meaningful. 20% more than those who are not generous. Health. Health is becoming a larger part of conversations these days, with more and more research, time and education being placed on the benefits of having strong mental and physical health. Well, given that generosity can lead to happiness and a more positive outlook, it's not difficult to see that those people also can experience better health. And with this comes the decreased impact of mood swings, as well as being able to counter, to negate, feelings such as depression and anxiety, and more effectively, purely by helping people out. Self-esteem. The way you feel about yourself can vary from day to day, for better or for worse. However, helping people out by being generous can improve your own self-esteem for the better. By actively helping people out in whatever way they need, you're actively and immediately improving their life. And this feeling can improve your self-esteem and your self-confidence. And as a result of this, you can feel less prone to feelings such as insecurity and vulnerability. Generosity, then, is the act of doing something good for someone in need, regardless of how big, small, cheap, expensive, easy, or difficult it is to do. The spiral of generosity is that you help someone else you feel good. The reason behind this is that the more accomplished you are in life, the happier and healthier you become, and the more likely you are to help others reach the same level at which you're at. Christian Smith, a professor of sociology at the University of Notre Dame, stated in his book on generosity that rather than acting like a circle, generosity acts like a spiral. The spiral in question is your own happiness and health. And in order to go upwards, you need to be even happier and even healthier. And one way to do this is to be generous. Now, of course, this spiral can also be a downward spiral, depending on the happiness and the health of the individual. The positive effect that generosity has on you is that it involves neurochemical changes in your brain. That gives you more pleasure chemistry for doing something good. Generosity is not a one-off event either. It has to be practiced, honed, developed. It's similar to happiness in the sense that doing something once might make you very happy, but just relying on that one event to give you all the happiness you need won't be sufficient. In order to be happy, you have to create and put yourself into situations where you can be happy. In order to be generous, you have to continually do it. Even if it's not a lot, it's better than nothing. The biggest challenge that generosity faces is that not everybody is generous. People often worry that it's not good for them and that it can just be a waste of time and effort and resources. But many people might not understand the very basic, yet imperative benefits that being generous has to offer. Now, it's clear to see why generosity is such a desired trait amongst all people when it can improve your life in almost every respect. And if there's one thing to take away today, it's that generosity can help personally, professionally, socially, and physically. What's not to like? Get out there, people, and be generous. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.